Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. There's no doubt that we have seen a resurgence in the maker economy over the last several years in our state, and our next guest's event is a classic example. Jen Moreau is community director for the 10th annual Indie Craft Parade, happening in Greenville this year, September 13th through 15th. Right now, we have her on the phone. Jen, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
First of all, give us a history and overview of this event.
In 2010, the two other directors, Lib Ramos and Aaron Godby, saw a need in Greenville for a way to bring handmade artisans into one place and to give them good exposure to the public. They were both very involved in the art scene in Greenville, which actually has a wonderful tradition here in our city, but they noticed that a lot of makers who were maybe not fine artists, but they had other handcrafted skills and they were making products, didn't really have a way to sell them to the public outside of maybe getting into a gallery or something like that. And 10 years ago, this was before Etsy was a huge website where people could buy direct from artisans, and a lot of retail stores just really had not gotten on the handmade trend yet. So they saw a need in our community and they decided to create a festival to bring everybody into one place.
Walk us through how it has grown over the years.
Yes. So we started our very first festival downtown Greenville at the historic Huguenot Mill. We had around 60 artists represented, people who were from all over the South. Just kind of had this thought, you know, maybe if 500 people will come, that would be a great first showing and it'll really encourage artists to keep making and to grow their businesses. And we had 1,500 people come through on Friday night alone. Within 30 minutes of being open, we actually hit like fire capacity and actually started a line out the door and down the street for people to get in. And just in subsequent years, we were bringing in more artists, cramming them into all corners of the venue, and people were still lining up out the door and around the street. We just got to the point where we realized this is a really valuable thing for our community, and so we need to expand it.
Share with us more about the details of this year's event. Where is it, the dates and the times, and how many vendors are you expecting?
We kick off the weekend on Friday night, September 13th, with what we call a first dibs party. A lot of times by the time you get to the end of Saturday and a lot of times on Sunday of the event, artisans are actually sold out of a lot of products. So we created what we call the first dibs party in order to give people who are extra excited to buy from artists a limited entrance that evening. That's a pre-sold event, but the rest of the weekend is general admission. It's Saturday and Sunday, and everything is going to be held this year at Timmins Arena at Furman University. This year, we are bringing in 115 creative small businesses from a variety of categories.
About how many from South Carolina will you have this year, and what are your requirements for a maker entrepreneur to get into this?
In our geographic location, because we are so close to North Carolina, we have a really strong representation from Greenville, Asheville, and Charlotte. But as far as South Carolina-specific makers, I would say about a quarter of our total number of people come from South Carolina, with heavy representation here in Greenville and then also Charleston and then Columbia. In order to be brought in as a maker at Indie Craft Parade, you have to go through a jurying process. We will partner with four artists or creative entrepreneurs, designers who have a really good reputation in the handmade community, and they will jury photos of all of our submissions. Typically, we will get around 500 people applying to the show, and we're only able to bring in 100, or in this case, a little over 115 for this year. So it's a pretty strict jurying process, and we see really good quality work that is put on our waiting list. And sometimes it's just because we don't have room for everybody, but there is some really great talent for people who apply and go through our jurying process.
Well, Jen, thank you so much for your time today, and congratulations again on your 10th anniversary.
Thank you so much.
Jen Moreau is Community Director for the 10th Annual Indie Craft Parade, happening in Greenville, September 13th through 15th. We will have a link to the event posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.